The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have, I would say, probably the best relationships right now with Israel that we ever had. I think we're as close now as maybe ever before. Jerusalem was a wonderful thing, and I know it was very much appreciated in a big part of the world, not just in Israel, in a very big part. So that was a decision that I had to make. Many presidents were discussing whether or not to make that decision, and they promised it in their campaigns, but they never were able to do what they should have done.
That was President Trump yesterday speaking at the White House. He was meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Here to discuss that with us is Noah Pollack, from the Weekly Standard. Noah, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Morning.
Let's talk about that relationship that President Trump was just saying that we have a relationship with Israel now is the best relationship that we've ever had with them. Do you agree with his assessment or is that just President Trump? Trump.
There's actually some truth to that. I mean, Trump did do the one of the single great acts of friendship to Israel, which is to finally recognize Israel's capital and stand up to the Arab bloc, which has always said that it would, you know, descend the region into chaos if we did that. And Trump was the first president who called their bluff and called it successfully. The friendship I think is very, very good. It's certainly the opposite of how it was under Obama, where you had these kind of relentless crises that Obama always seemed to manufacture. But that does not mean that there are not very substantive issues between the United States and Israel today where there are real disagreements.
Yeah, the two men seem to genuinely like each other on a personal level. You never saw that, at least I did not get that, from President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu. I got a very contentious relationship between the two of them. Do you think that that personal relationship is what's changing our relationship as countries with each other, because they genuinely like each other as people?
I think in any bilateral relationship, when you have chemistry and affection between the two heads of state, that can only help. And I think both of them know that relationship was marked by a great deal of acrimony for the previous 8 years, and they both are interested in showing the opposite, showing that the United States and Israel can get along and that the two leaders can get along. But there's something very important. I mean, Netanyahu was there with substantive items to discuss, all of which related to Iran. Iran's presence in Syria, on Israel's borders, and trying to fix the nuclear deal with Iran.
Yeah, so can you explore some of the problems? You mentioned problems in U.S.-Israeli relationships that need to be addressed. Where are the focal points here? Is it just that Israel wants us to go much harder on Iran than we are even at the moment?
I think there's two big ones, both dealing with Iran. Iran has been in Syria now for several years. They're trying to establish a permanent military emplacement in Syria near the Israeli border, bringing the threat from Iran directly up to Israel's border across the Middle East. And that is something that Israel has said is a red line for them. They have actually attacked some of those sites and bombed them. Israel is trying to get the United States to support its red line as well, which is that as part of how the United States handles the war in Syria, the United States will emphasize to Syria and to Russia and to Iran that the United States will not accept a permanent Iranian presence in Syria after the war that would then threaten Israel. So that's really one of the big ones. That's the immediate one. And the second one is the nuclear deal. Currently, there's a deadline of May 12th when Trump would have to recertify the deal, and he said he would not. Pence actually at the AIPAC meeting said he would, that the administration will not recertify the Iran deal. And so right now the administration is working with the Europeans on trying to have some fixes for the deal. I don't think the Europeans are going to really go along with it. So that's the other major concern of Israel, is that the nuclear deal is fixed, and it's fixed correctly. Because right now, Iran can build, under the nuclear deal, Iran is doing R&D on ballistic missiles that could reach Israel.
So you say, so the deal won't be recertified, according to Mike Pence. And also, you've got this, in his speech yesterday, he said that before AIPAC, he said dangerous provocations by Iran won't go unchecked, and that the U.S. will support Israel if it's attacked by Iran. Does that show any daylight between the U.S. and Israeli positions? Because it feels like America is leaning heavily in the direction of what Benjamin Netanyahu wants.
It's true. It's true. But, you know, there's a difference between applause lines at AIPAC and actual substance. I mean, the substance is that Iran is operating right on Israel's border now in Syria, and recently flew a drone into Israel, which right. to me suggests that the Iranians don't feel that it's not a matter of whether there's daylight. They simply don't feel deterred. And I think, you know, there's the risk of a war there, that you could have a war between Hezbollah, Israel, Syria, and Iran in that concentrated little area. And it would be a devastating, terrible war. And everyone should want to prevent that war. And one of the ways that I think the cases the Israelis are making that war can be prevented is to have an American position that's very, very firm, that Iran does not get to stay in Syria and then just be able to, you know, at any time of its choosing, spark a war with Israel.
The executive director, Howard Kaur, he's the executive director of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, and he has called for a two states for two people solution for Palestinian statehood. And he says it's tragic that this seems so distant. Do you see President Trump agreeing with that, saying, you know, look, we need to find a two state solution here?
Yeah, I mean, Trump's position on this is actually sort of an intelligent negotiator's position, which is, you know, the United States can't want it more than the parties. I mean, if the Palestinians don't seem to want a state, which they don't, they've been offered a state three times in the past, and they've always turned it down. There's sort of not a whole lot the United States can do about that. I think what Howard Kaur was responding to there was a deeper fear at AIPAC. AIPAC has always had a bipartisan model for its pro-Israel advocacy. They've always liked to present it as this is something that Republicans and Democrats agree on. And that's been true for a long time, except over the past decade, it has been less and less true. And support for Israel has really increased on the right, and on the left, it's decreased. And so what AIPAC is trying to do here is strike a more liberal posture to try to keep liberals in the pro-Israel tent. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think the reason the left has its problems with Israel has really anything to do with what Israel does. It's much deeper kind of political and philosophical problems. But AIPAC is trying to scramble to keep them in the tent.
Yep.
All right, Noah Pollack, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
7:15 on WMAL.